right now. Take a little two from here on in.
Judging by the activity, the annual Alice Springs cattle sales are back in business and here to stay. Jock McPherson from Territory Rural McPherson was the leading sales agent, selling 2,200 of the 3,000 head that turned up.
Fantastic sale, great result. We're a little bit nervous, obviously, but cattle have sold here equally as well as they would have anywhere else in the country, we believe. You know, getting close up to $3 a kilo from the outstanding standing pet of calves. That's very encouraging and very, very pleasing.
Mount Riddick Station was the first to break sale records, selling 59 pole Hereford heifers for $2.51 a kilogram live weight, up almost a dollar on the last Alice sale in 2013. Even though Brangus heifers from Nabberby Station rolled that record later, fetching $2.70, Steve Cadzo from Mount Riddick didn't seem to mind.
Every day you get these prices in Alice Springs. Yeah, no, if we can keep those prices or better, we'll be going really well. We'll all make money at that. Very positive. I think probably the most buoyant I've seen it and most enthusiastic I've seen everybody in the district for years.
Sale results were certainly a dramatic turnaround from the low prices of recent years and the cancelled sale last year. Jock McPherson says the sale almost didn't go ahead this year, but he's glad it did.
There was a lot of scepticism about it. But a number of our clients were very keen to support a sale. If you don't have a regular sale, well, you know, it's lost forever then. So obviously people like to sell their cattle locally, like to display them locally and sell them locally. And we can only say great result, fantastic. Good luck to those that supported the sale because they've been very well rewarded here today.
Tracy Hayes from the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association says the bullish Alice Springs sale was a result of global trends.
We haven't seen those types of prices out of this sale before, so I think it's indicative of the global world market at the moment.
Ms Hayes says buyers came from everywhere, both from the processing and live export sectors, and that the good results have been a long time coming for Red Centre producers.
I'm certainly seeing a lot of smiles on faces, and it's a really positive feel in the centre at the moment, and it's been a long time coming for the pastoral industry, and we hope it stays for a while.
Do you think these prices are going to hang around?
Yes, I do. I think that even medium to longer term, we're going to see a strong demand for cattle. Certainly, there's no signs of that easing, and in line with that will be high prices.